I'm Steve McCabe. I'm the Member of Parliament for Selly Oak constituency, which includes Baverstock School.
So just to lay it out, within a year, what could happen? It's either going to close or to be taken over by another chain. What are all the permutations of what could happen?
Well, right this minute, what's happened is the trusts who are responsible for this academy have applied to the government to have it closed because it's in severe financial difficulties, difficulties which that trust obviously allowed to develop. And they have to start a consultation process in doing that by late August, September this year. And if the decision to close it went ahead, then it would close the following September 2017.
And what about the feeling among parents here? Some parents of 15-year-olds facing a crucial year ahead with their GCSEs?
Well, I mean, I think any parent would be worried sick, would feel pretty let down, and they're entitled to it. It's an awful way to run an education structure.
And is your view that with academy status, there are certain freedoms that are allowed, including the freedom to get into debt, essentially? Is that why this has come about?
Well, we warned the government way back when they allowed single academy status to develop that it was a high-risk strategy. People with no experience, no necessary economic skills, running quite big complex structures like a secondary school. The government ignored that. They didn't have a regular monitoring or supervision process in place. And of course, what we've seen is a school that was allowed to get into severe financial difficulties, exactly what was predicted.
And parents here want to know how that black hole has emerged. So do you think we will ever get to the bottom of why they got into debt? Is part of your job now to find that out?
Well, part of what I want to ask the Minister for Schools is, let's have a look at the books. How did this happen? Does he know how it happens? He should know.
And what about what else you're hoping going forward to meet with the Minister? What is it that you'll say and to try and convince him, I guess, to keep the school open?
Well, I'm going to tell them that actually we're already experiencing a pupil bulge in Birmingham. We're having to build extensions onto primary schools all over South Birmingham. It would be economic madness to close this school now, only to have to reopen a school a couple of years down the line. So it would make much more sense to try and rescue this school and restore it to the good school it once was. It's also the case that if they do close it, all that money is written off, all the redundancies, all the debts, it's all written off. It may end up costing the taxpayer more to close this school than it would to keep it open. That doesn't make much sense to me.
And a couple of final things. What about the particular makeup of this area that makes this school, I guess, a vital school? We've got so many primary schools, we've got so densely populated. What can you say about the area?
Well, I mean, what we know is that Baverstock has got a history of being a great school with great success for its pupils. It's an area which has a lot of challenges in terms of unemployment, housing shortages, the condition of some of the housing. What people need here is a solid foundation for their children to make progress through their life, and a good community school is an essential part of that structure.
And lastly, the local councillor here was saying that, you know, if they don't feel like they're making an impact staying here and protesting in Birmingham, they might go to Westminster, protest outside Nicky Morgan's office. Could you see it going as far as that, these parents being that resolved to do that?
Well, I mean, it's always a bit risky in the early stages of a campaign to see exactly how it will develop. Our priority is to get enough attention on the issue so that people can't put it at the bottom of their desk drawer and forget about it, which is what I think has happened up until now. And we will do whatever is possible to make sure that the Baverstock case is heard.